First SEC game of the Brian Kelly era kicks off tomorrow. What does LSU need to do to win? And what does LSU need to avoid so they don't lose? We'll get into that and so much more on today's edition of Locked On LSU.
You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. You can also find us on YouTube as well. Just search Locked On LSU in that YouTube search bar and you'll be able to watch as well as listen to the podcast. My name is Caroline Fenton and I'm your host as I am every day. I've been covering LSU football since 2016, and I'm now a Sports Talk Radio host in Nashville, Tennessee. But I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot of storylines kind of circulating. I mean, this is a big weekend. This is a big weekend for LSU, but also this is a big weekend for Mississippi State. Let's look at Mississippi State, because I think that this is a game, this LSU-Mississippi State matchup. Again, you know, it's on ESPN. It's a nationally televised game. There's going to be a lot of eyes on this game. There's really not a ton of great SEC games. I mean, you got Georgia-South Carolina, which, you know, it's an SEC on SEC matchup. And of course, that game's always going to be interesting. We will never forget 2019 when South Carolina went between the hedges and upset Georgia. You know, Will Muschamp is making his return to Carolina for a few years. And then he's now the co-defensive coordinator at Georgia. So there, you know, there's always going to be those little storylines with South Carolina, Georgia, but that's going to be a blowout. And then, you know, you got Auburn, Penn State, which is an interesting out-of-conference game. You've got Texas A&M, Miami, which is an interesting out-of-conference game. Both of those teams looking for a little bit of something, a little bit of juice. Texas A&M needs a big comeback after that brutal loss to App State. Auburn played it close with San Jose State. They were trailing at the half, so Auburn's looking for a big win. So all of those games are interesting in and of itself. But if we're looking at the most interesting SEC on SEC matchup, it's easily Mississippi State LSU for a few reasons. One, I'll look at the Mississippi State side. Mike Leach is, this is his third year at Mississippi State. And so far in his tenure at Mississippi State, he went 3-7 in the regular season in 2020. And then 7-5 in the regular season in 2021 with a loss in the Liberty Bowl. Mike Leach hasn't done anything super outstanding so far in his time at Mississippi State. Of course, it's only 2 years. And so far in this season, you know, they had a win against Memphis, a win on the road at Arizona, both resounding wins. Mississippi State looked great in both of those games. Of course, you know, they're not, you know, SEC opponents. They're not, you know, a top 10 opponent, but it's also, those aren't cupcake games. Those aren't, you know, East, Southwest Carolina, Upstate Technical University. Those are, you know, those are legitimate difficult games to play, especially traveling to Arizona. But I think this is the year because he just got a contract extension. As Stefan Kreischnick pointed out on the podcast in our crossover Thursday, obviously, that you can only get a 4-year deal at a time. So he's, you know, 2 years of that had been expired, added on another 2 years, so on and so forth. So he just got a contract extension. But I do think that at a certain point, Mississippi State fans are going to start looking at Mike Leach and saying, when are you going to make us at the top of the SEC West? When are we going to be in the conversation to upset Alabama? When are we going to be in Atlanta? And I think that those conversations aren't happening now, but I think that if Mississippi State isn't able to go into Tiger Stadium and get a win, a lot of fans are going to be looking at it like, okay, well, if Mike Leach can't beat this LSU team that played an awful game on national television against Florida State week one with a first-year head coach, we don't really feel great about the rest of the season. And Mississippi State's season does not get any easier. They're out of conference games, or out of division games, rather. Kentucky, that's who they play every year. Kentucky's a really good team this year. Kentucky could be the second best team in the SEC East. And then their other out-of-division game, the rotating game, is the best team in the SEC East, and that's Georgia. And of course, they have the rest of the SEC West slate on the rest of their schedule, as we all do. Their schedule doesn't get any easier. So I think that a lot of fans are looking at this, like, let's go ahead and get an SEC win where we can get it with LSU, with a first-year head coach in a year where we're not expecting them to be as good as they traditionally are. Because LSU traditionally beats Mississippi State. They've never played any team more than they've played Mississippi State. And amongst the 120-ish times, or maybe 150-ish times that they have met before, LSU has won 70-something to 30-something of those games. So about 120. Whatever, math is hard. LSU beats Mississippi State. That's just kind of how it feels. In recent history, that's different. You know, of course, with the loss in 2017, LSU lost in 2017, and of course, that 2020 game that was just embarrassing. The first game back after a national championship, after one of the best performances in college football history, you know, you get smoked by Mississippi State, and it looked like they were going to be a national title contender. Fun times. And they went on to win three games. So that's what Mississippi State is looking at, is we got to pick up SEC wins wherever we can get them. But this game is really big for Brian Kelly and for LSU, because LSU's schedule doesn't get any easier either. LSU also has to play Alabama and Texas A&M and Auburn and Florida. LSU's schedule doesn't get any easier. And LSU's out-of-division game this year is Tennessee, a team that so far, through two games, has looked pretty solid. So this is the first time that we'll see Brian Kelly coach against an SEC head coach, against an SEC team. That's big. Changing the narrative for Brian Kelly and this LSU program as a whole is really big. LSU pumped a lot of money into Brian Kelly. And after that Florida State game, not necessarily myself, or maybe not you, but a lot of people around the country were looking at it like, what is LSU doing? Bringing in a head coach and paying him that much money after such a bad game, and which was a gross overreaction after one game. A gross overreaction. That we can all admit that that was not a good game and we were not very pleased with it. However, it's one game and you're looking at a team that had 40 scholarship players in a bowl game the year before. But changing the narrative surrounding this program, surrounding Brian Kelly, starts on Saturday night against Mississippi State. You can pick up an SEC win there, 2-1 going into week 4. That's pretty solid. People start to think about, okay, now LSU's beaten Mississippi State. Now what's next? Now what can they do in the SEC West? And a loss against Mississippi State while starting the season 1-2 isn't great. It's not the end of the world, especially with a team that's, in my opinion, going to continue to grow throughout the season, because there's a lot of growing to do. It doesn't make you feel good about, one, the discussion around this LSU program, because it doesn't make you feel great about picking up any additional SEC West wins down the pipe. You know, you might feel good about the game against Auburn. You know, you might feel good about, you know, picking up any other wins along the way. But it just doesn't make you feel great or super optimistic. But I said, I think this team is going to grow as the year goes on. And I really do stand by that. But the narrative will start to be, you know, is Brian Kelly's first year at LSU going to be a losing one? And while, you know, the narratives will perpetuate week in and week out, I understand that. That's not the most important thing. But I do think that the confidence of this team relies a lot on a win on Saturday. Getting ahead of the wins in the SEC, because the schedule does not get any easier. And that really rough patch where you've got Florida, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, Ole Miss, and Texas A&M, that's not going anywhere. That schedule doesn't get any easier. So you got to pick up the wins absolutely positively when you can. In a game at home, when you've got to turn things around, when the narrative needs to shift, you need to start doing that. So that's why this game is so important, both for Mike Leach and for Brian Kelly, is there's a lot on the line in terms of fan expectations. But coming up next, 3 ways that I think LSU could lose this game. I'll also highlight the 3 ways that I think LSU can win this game, but we'll end on a happy note, so I'll get into the 3 ways that I think LSU could lose this game. But before we do that, I want to tell you about betonline.net. We've got a great slate of college football games, of NFL games, so throw some money on it and do it with betonline.net. It's your number one source for all of your pro college and football betting needs and sports info this season. You can find all the latest football league developments. They've got game matchups, news, and podcasts. They've got this year's opening week's games as well. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information. They've got live betting, esports, and scores. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events. They've got MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We are free and available wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we're part of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Now, LSU's got a huge game this weekend, the first SEC game of the season, Brian Kelly's first SEC matchup, and there's a lot riding on it. So what are the three ways that I think LSU could potentially lose this game? I'll start it with this. Number one, if Mississippi State can stop the run. LSU is going to find a lot of success running the ball, not just with Jaden Daniels, but also with that trio of running backs, Armani Goodwin, Noah Kane, and of course getting John Emery Jr. back in the mix. That's going to be a good bit of LSU's production, especially with this offensive line that we've seen in week one, didn't do a great job of protecting the quarterback. Jaden Daniels was under stress all game long. So, you know, I know that they've made some adjustments to the offensive line and it seemed to work. I mean, against that game against Southern, but also I don't know how much I can really grade this quote unquote new and improved offensive line against a pass rush that's not going to be even nearly as robust as it will be against Mississippi State or down the rest of the season. So I know that LSU has made changes to the offensive line and that's a good thing. I wanted to see some changes in the offensive line. If it's broken, fix it. So, you know, that's going to be a big test for this new construction of the offensive line. So I wouldn't be surprised to still see a good bit of pressure on the quarterback. So they'll probably defer to the run a good bit. And of course, you know, have a balanced offense. But if Mississippi State stops the run, then that means that the game is going to be in the hands of Jaden Daniels. And I don't think that where this offensive line is, one, is going to be able to support a full pass offense. I also don't know if Jaden Daniels has the arm strength, arm talent, the accuracy to be able to win games solely with his arm. No, I just haven't seen that yet. I know that he's got a strong arm. I know he can throw the deep ball, but in my opinion, this LSU offense is going to work at its best whenever they can utilize those deep balls to set up the run. You know, if they turn to just passing the ball, I don't know how successful this team can be. I know LSU has one of the top wide receiver cores in the country, but with this offensive line, I haven't seen it yet with LSU. I'm not counting it out, but I haven't seen it yet. So if Mississippi State stops the run, I think that's going to put this LSU offense in an uncomfortable position, and it's going to force them to do things that they don't necessarily want to do. So, and Mississippi State has been incredibly talented at stopping the run. I look at Nathaniel Watson, linebacker for Mississippi State. I mean, he is just an absolute monster. Mississippi State held Arizona to just 40 rushing yards. And, you know, this pass rush, this linebacking core, it's really impressive. And they're all veteran players. Mississippi State has 16 returning players. There's a ton of continuity on that team, especially on that defense. So that's what's good. They have proved that they can stop the run. Now, they've never faced a mobile quarterback like Jaden Daniels. At least they haven't so far this season. So that's going to be an interesting matchup of a mobile quarterback like Jaden Daniels and this rushing attack from LSU. It's not just located or it's not just concentrated with one running back. They've got three different running backs plus that are able to run the ball, plus Jaden Daniels. So that's going to be a challenge for Mississippi State's defense. But if they do stop the run, I think that puts LSU's offense in a really difficult position. The second way that I think LSU could lose this game is if the DBs are just consistently outmatched. This defensive backcourt, at least against Florida State, I think they played a really good game. And that was one area, one position group that I was a little bit concerned of going into this season was, you know, there's just, you know, one, you know, there were several DBs out with injury, Seven Banks expected to come back, to be back, if not this week, soon. But also that it was comprised so much of transfer portal players and young players and experienced players, players that are coming in from different defensive schemes. So I was always a little bit concerned about this defensive back group. Brian Kelly told us that was one group that he was really excited about in fall camp. And we saw, you know, there was a, like some really solid work from the DBs against Florida State. So that's a good thing that you can build off of. But this Mississippi State offense is really high powered. It's an air raid offense. They like to air the ball out. Will Rogers leads the SEC in passing yards, and it's for good reason. It's because that's how this offense works. They want to air the ball out. They want to find what your team's, your defense's biggest weakness is and go there. So they'll put, you know, their top receiver in the best possible matchup, obviously, but that's just the bread and butter of the air raid offense is wherever you're weakest is where we will penetrate with our strongest. So that's going to be tough. This is a really difficult passing game. It's a very high octane passing game. So that'll be interesting to see how this defense adjusts to the air raid offense, a very up-tempo offense as well. So that's one thing that I'm a little bit concerned about is this defense, this young kind of inexperienced in this defense that hasn't really built chemistry yet going up against this air raid offense. And I think that's going to put LSU's defense in some trouble. And this seems like an obvious one, but I think just with being so early in the season, and I know, you know, the Southern game, it was a great highlight on the season, but kind of going back to week one against Florida State, just because that was a more difficult opponent, LSU made a lot of sloppy mistakes. And while that's going to be the reason why you lose a lot of games, that's what I'm going to highlight here just to hammer home how sloppy that Florida State game was and how much that really did cost LSU the game. So the third reason why I think LSU could lose, sloppy mistakes and turnovers. Not getting the gimmies, as I like to call them. Not getting the obvious, you know, the special team situations, the field goals, the extra points, the punts, obviously. And also kind of getting those, capitalizing off of some of those situations, getting those opportunities when they are given to you and not handing Mississippi State the opportunities. Because Mississippi State is the type of team that if you give them an opportunity, if you turn the ball over, they're going to be able to capitalize on it. And that just makes your job so much more difficult. So protect the football, play clean football. If they don't do that, I think that you could attest that to the reason why LSU could lose that game. I mean, let's look back at the Texas-Alabama game. That game was close because of all of Alabama's mistakes, because of all of Alabama's penalties. They committed 100 yards worth of penalties against Texas. Let's say Alabama plays a completely clean ball game, limits to only a couple penalties. Maybe that game is completely different. Penalties can completely change the outcome of a game. So play clean football. Don't turn the ball over. Don't commit stupid penalties. Don't do dumb stuff that hurts the team. And I think LSU will fare very well. Coming up next, three ways that I think LSU can win this game. We'll get into that coming up next after a couple words from our sponsors. Three ways that I think LSU can grab a win on Saturday against Mississippi State. First and foremost, I think the most important part of this game, what I think will be the most important part of every game LSU plays, what I think can really be the bread and butter of this LSU team that's able to get them a good bit of wins this season, that's the difference between a 6-win season and an 8-win season, putting pressure on the quarterback. And that's so important this week because this is an air raid offense, because Will Rogers does step back in the pocket and sling the ball downfield. So if LSU puts pressure on Will Rogers, then that completely uproots their entire offensive scheme of throwing the ball. They're not an incredibly run-happy team. They do run the ball a good bit. When I was talking to Stefan Kreischnick, who covers Mississippi State for the Clarion Ledger, he said Mississippi State this year is more willing to run the ball than they have been at least in the past 2 years. And good on Mike Leach for acknowledging that and, you know, kind of evolving this offense, evolving the air raid offense and also adding in that ground game as well. But that's not the highlight of this, of an air raid offense. That's not the highlight of this Mississippi State offense. They don't run the ball. So the exact reason why I think LSU could lose is if their offense is forced to do things that they're uncomfortable doing, do the same thing to Mississippi State. This defensive line is going to miss Mason Smith very much so. He's a very talented player. He's a good player. I was excited to see what he was going to do this year. And you don't get better losing a player like Mason Smith. But it's next man up, and this defensive line still has a lot of talent and a lot of skill on it that can still get to the quarterback. So one way that I think LSU can win this game, continue to put pressure on Will Rogers. Continue to put pressure on the quarterback. And that doesn't necessarily come in the form of a sack. Of course, sacking the quarterback is overall good thing, net positive. Doesn't necessarily have to come in the form of a sack, but just forcing Will Rogers into uncomfortable situations, putting pressure on him, forcing him to get out of the pocket, forcing him to maybe have to move the ball with his legs. That's not what he does. He's not a mobile quarterback. So forcing him to do those things, that is one way, absolutely, that I think LSU could win this game. Just and so many other games. Get pressure on the quarterback. The second way that I think LSU can win kind of ties back to one of the ways that I thought LSU could lose. And one way that I think they can win is having a balanced offense. I think against Florida State, they deferred to the run far too much. And that was my criticism of Jaden Daniels, was you need to give yourself some time to go through your progressions. You will not win games by having your quarterback run the entire game. You will not win games like that. You will not win games in the SEC if all you do is quarterback drops back, runs. Quarterback drops back, runs. It's very easy to figure out. I think LSU will find so much success, not just against Mississippi State, but also throughout the rest of the season, if they're able to balance out what they did against Florida State, balancing out the run with the passing game as well. We saw it against Southern. We saw Jaden Daniels drop back and be able to pass the ball a lot more against Southern than we saw him do against Florida State. Of course, he's not looking at the same amount of pressure against Southern as he was against Florida State, or he will against Mississippi State or throughout the rest of the season. But it was good to see kind of those habits start to break, those habits of just jetting off and running under pressure. So I think that's good progress from Jaden Daniels. I think that's good coaching from this coaching staff. But the only way that LSU can be successful is by utilizing the passing game as much as the run as well. They will be successful if they can have two really robust assets on this offense of the passing game and the run game as well. And I think that's the great part about John Emery Jr. going to be being back in the rotation is having just another element, another option to go to in the running game. Noah Cannon and Armani Goodwin have done a fabulous job kind of leading that LSU rush attack. But I think adding in John Emery Jr. is only going to make this rush attack more balanced. And it's going to take a lot of the pressure off of the rest of that run game as well. So have a balanced offense, run the ball, throw the ball. Third way that I think LSU can win is something that Brian Kelly mentioned ad nauseum after the Florida State game. It's something that I noticed in the game against Southern that was fixed from week one, and that's coming out fast, that's coming out strong, and that's coming out with a purpose as soon as that ball is kicked off. Something that we didn't see against Florida State, it was almost like LSU was lethargic in the first half. They really kind of woke up in that fourth quarter once they switched to up-tempo. They were able to move the ball downfield with so much more ease, and they looked like they were clicking so much more when they were moving up-tempo and when they were coming out fast. They need to do that from the very first second of the game, because your job's not going to get easier later on in the game, especially against an opponent like Mississippi State. So if LSU comes out fast, if they're able to play hard from the very beginning and they don't have to make up for lost time later on in the game, I think that's going to set up LSU for so much success. So three ways that I think LSU could lose this game: if Mississippi State stops the run, I don't know how effective this offense can be if they're forced into passing situations pretty much exclusively. Second way is if the DBs are consistently outmatched. This is a really difficult offense to defend, but I think these DBs have proven in the past 2 weeks that this is a much better unit than at least I expected. But if they are outmatched, then I think that's one way for this Mississippi State offense to kind of get ahead of LSU. Third thing that I think, the way that I could think LSU could lose is something that is going to be the same every single week: sloppy mistakes and turnovers. We saw it against Florida State, dumb penalties. Eliminate that, and that puts you up in so much sets you up for so much more success. Three ways that I think LSU could win: put pressure on Will Rogers, put pressure on the quarterback, force them into uncomfortable situations, have a balanced offense, run the ball, throw the ball. You cannot only do one exclusively, at least the way that this offense is constructed. And the third way, come out fast, start strong, start fast. It makes your job so much easier. And we saw, you know, LSU coming out so strong against Southern in the first quarter, putting up 37 points in the first quarter. They were able to kind of sit back a little bit more later on in the game and let some of their backups get the work in. That's not going to be the case against Mississippi State. You're not going to see Garrett Nussmeier against Mississippi State. At least I don't think that's not my prediction. I wouldn't expect to see him, at least in this game against Mississippi State. But I do think that being able to get up ahead early makes your job so much easier later on in the game. But that's going to do it for me today. Thank you for making Locked On LSU your first listen every day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. You can get more on the SEC by making Locked On SEC your second listen. Every day, host Chris Gordy and the local experts have locked on to you across the SEC in 30 minutes. Make Locked On SEC your second listen. Coming up on Monday, we'll have a full Mississippi State game breakdown. Hopefully, we've got some positive news to share. But enjoy the game. Stay safe. I'll see you on Monday.